Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Wow, listen to that beautiful voice.
Yeah, this is a good Irish voice.
Yeah, you sound like an Irish butterfly, my friend. You sound fantastic.
I am. I'm originally from Ireland, actually, but I live here. But
oh.
What part of Ireland are you from?
I'm from Kilkenny.
I was there.
What's it called, Kilkenny?
Were
you?
Kilkenny.
I know you.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Loved. Loved.
Did you go to the castle?
I certainly did go to the castle.
Oh,
and you
man,
know, I have
this
to
great.
Say, the guy that was the tour guide said, okay, ABC, and he goes, remember that, ABC, and he said, I said, what does that mean? He goes, another bloody castle.
That's true, that's very
so,
true.
So, Mr. Irishman, what's your name?
My name is Richard Moylan.
Richard, okay, Richard, and you're in what part of town?
I'm in Caledonian area.
Great, great, and what are you doing today? Why are you up so early?
What I do is I breed racehorses.
Whoa! Da-da-da-da.
So I get up around 6:30 every morning. I have my the mares, what you call the moms, are just starting to have their babies now. So.
Aww.
Wow!
Yeah, it's amazing. So that's what I do. I breed racehorses.
Let me tell you something. Everyone listening to the show has a million and one questions. We're just going to ask you one. Do you like what you do?
I've been at it for 56 years.
Wow, fantastic. The racehorse breeder.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
Do you have the radio on in the barn?
It's on, believe it or not, it's on 24 hours a day. They absolutely love it. I leave it on all night for them, just nice and low. But it's on your channel 24
Can
hours.
You imagine?
Wow, someone's giving birth while we're talking.
Chum is the sound of horse boom boom.
Horse boom boom, yeah,
that's
right.
That's great. Hey, Rich, thank you so much for calling. You're Chum number one. Have a great day of work. We love you, right?
Oh, you're very welcome. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
And Jamar, you're a great addition, believe me.
Aw, man, I appreciate it, man. I know exactly who to call when my kid says, I want a pony. I know a guy named Rich.
In Caledon.
Can you imagine that? People do some amazing things every day. It's like we wake up and we're in our own little routine and we forget that people all over the city, all over the world really, are just doing awesome stuff.
That's why we do Chum number one, to find out what you're doing. And that gentleman had that job for a long time. It continues on because it's something he loves to do.
And there's no wonder why he loves Chum so much. His favorite radio show has a mare on it. Hey, Marilyn. Thank you. Try the fish. Call it bar mitzvahs, weddings.
Hey, do you remember yesterday we talked about that guy that had to get his cable fixed in Florida because he couldn't get ESPN? So the cable guys come in and they find 45 rattlesnakes in his crawl space.
How could I forget?
What?
It's my nightmare. Oh, that situation would literally have me reeling for about a week plus.
You and I would have for sale sign right up on the house.
So you don't like snakes either, right?
No,
I'm out on the whole snake thing.
Oh.
But it just kind of reminds me that, you know, this is Earth and there are animals here. And every now and then you might have an encounter with them. So the question for you is, tell us about your wild animal encounter. Was it 45 snakes in your crawl space, Marilyn? Or did you ever run into an animal in a weird place?
I did. So it was Calgary, Alberta. I did it really, I've been doing morning shows for a long time, going to the morning show. I had a couple of meetings that day. So I wore my brand new linen suit. Beautiful. And my new little briefcase and my new little high heel shoes. What a cutie on duty.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave my apartment building and there's a big heavy door that locks right behind you. So that no one can get into your unit. So I do that. I lock the door and it's like a beautiful day in Calgary. Very early in the morning. Two pair of eyes are staring at me.
What?
Mm-hmm. Let me guess.
The station manager?
No.
No, the promotion director. They're weird.
Skunks.
Oh,
skunks.
Not one, but two. One walked away, waddled away, but the other one and I had a stare down. And I said to it, please do not turn around and spray me, please. And I'm trying to get my keys so I can get back in the door. No. Didn't even have to turn around. Plume.
Got you?
Got me.
No!
Nailed me. So I still, because, you know, I show up to work.
Sure.
I go to CTV in Calgary, which has the two radio stations at the time.
Okay.
And the TV station. I walk in. Remember, I'm doing the morning show with dear Jim Ripley. And he comes in. I go into the control room. He goes, get the out of here.
Yeah.
Because you are like, you know, worse than Pigpen.
Oh.
Like, just awful. And anyway, so I go home, take off all my clothes. The Safeway, like the grocery store chain, they send me a whole bunch of tomato juice.
Oh.
Okay? And I have to open up every can because to get the smell off, Jamar,
yeah,
you have to take a tomato juice bath.
How bad does it smell? I've never smelled skunk before.
You can't smell it on you, but other people can smell it.
Really?
So I did that, and they had to fumigate my apartment.
Whoa.
And they said for the next 2 days, because I was off for 2 days broadcasting from home, that they could smell the skunk through it permeated the building. That's how strong it
wow.
was.
Wow.
I've never seen a skunk before. I've never really lived anywhere where you could encounter a skunk.
So now when I'm traveling.
No skunks on the A train, you know what I'm saying?
So just imagine you're on a road trip,
sure,
like I am, like I go down to Pittsburgh a lot. I can smell a skunk with all the windows closed, knowing that a skunk is coming up.
Look at that.
I have that smell-o-vision.
Texter says, my weird animal encounter is that I found a house centipede in my bra? Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I was on my chair in my room and I guess it climbed in to my bra. So gross.
Ooh,
what do you do when you find a centipede in the bra? Do you just like rip your shirt off?
Well, first of all, it's the surprise.
And that's not wishful thinking. That's actually a really legit question.
I like centipedes. They're so harmless. They have little boots on their feet.
You've got this boots thing, and they still scare me. I've tried to imagine them with boots, Marilyn, and it's not working for me yet, but I hope one day it does. Now, one time I went out to a car. We were leaving a ski chalet in Collingwood, and everyone's going out to their cars, and it had snowed a lot. And we thought, oh, look, there's a cat under the car. Oh, scare it out so that we don't, risk hurting it. Oh, it was a bobcat.
No way.
What?
Yeah, it was a bobcat.
No
way. Rip your face off.
I mean, it really had no interest in us once we stopped providing it with shelter from the snow. But
so what did you do? Did you get in the car with the bobcat underneath?
No, everyone's standing around. It's like a huge group of us leaving the ski chalet.
Oh my
and we're all, and then all, like as people quickly realize what's happening, we were like, oh, it's a kitty. Oh my God. it's a bobcat.
We all forget that we are sharing this planet with animals.
Well, someone texted in and said that they once had an interesting encounter with a cougar. They texted, she started buying me a few tequila shots at the bar. Long story short, she took me home.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
bad
very
joke.
Funny.
Hey.
Bad jokes.
Wow, bad jokes.
The nerve of us being on the top of the animal kingdom and thinking we'll never encounter another animal in our daily
We're asking
travels,
you what
right?
your encounters are. And Jamar, you've got a story for us that's going to come up in a couple of minutes.
Sure do.
Deep sea dive. We got a lot of texts, though, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, a person says that they encountered a dingo sleeping behind my head. This has to be in Australia. That has got to be. Are there dingoes running around Toronto?
Nope.
Okay.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
They were probably in Australia.
Another person found a squirrel perched on top of a curtain pole in the house. Squirrels do the darndest things.
If you leave your front door open,
sure,
and you get your groceries in, a squirrel can go in like
They will walk right in, and they have such little personalities, those squirrels. So, very, very duly noted. Marilyn, they said that skunk, to get rid of the smell, you need to use baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, and some dish soap next time you get sprayed.
I don't know. It was something kind of kinky about being in V8.
Oh, my
God. So, I'm always all right, though. I just needed some celery, and I was a way to go.
All right. That's one approach
to that.
You
do what you do. You do you. I do me.
Fine. What are you doing this weekend?
This is the extent of Marilyn's kink.
That's fine. When the tomato juice aisle is empty at Loblaws, you know why.
Hail Caesar.
Fantastic. A Florida man, well, that just fits, right? Doesn't it? One of the things besides filling out or looking at your March Madness bracket that you could do today at work to anger your boss is to do the Florida Man Challenge. What is that, you ask? Well, if you didn't realize, every so often, probably about once a week, there's a story that pops up on social media or in pop culture that always starts with a Florida man. And then it proceeds to be something really ridiculous because all the most ridiculous news stories happen out of Florida. It's a very, very strange place. Trust me. Not just retirees, but wild animals.
Lunatics
are all there.
Remember Tom was saying when he was down there, he's watching the newscast down there, and they say, what was the game again for them?
What was it, Florida or not?
Yeah.
And at the end of the newscast, they would do a weird story, and the other newscasters had to guess whether it was a Florida person or not.
They're fully aware of the weirdness of Florida. So anytime you hear a weird news story, you just know that it's going to come out of Florida. So much that there's a Florida Man Challenge. This is how you do it. You open up a Google window. Uh-huh. You type in Florida Man. And then your birth date. So after you get the results, you see all these weird news stories that happen in Florida on your birthday, then you post it to social media. That is your Florida man story. For example, I typed in Florida man, then my birthday, July 31st. So my headline is, a Florida man hit by car during the In My Feelings challenge.
Okay, you have to explain all of that.
Right. Now mine is two challenges in one.
Yeah, really.
So the In My Feelings challenge is when Drake dropped the Kiki, Do You Love, or whatever it is.
Do You Love Me.
Right, the Kiki song. That dumb challenge was when people were in their cars opening the car door while it's moving. You put the car into neutral, and you hop out the whip, and you start doing a dance. Then you jump back into it and hopefully ride off into the sunset or not die. I will tell you, don't ever do that challenge, but that is my Florida man challenge. Apparently somebody, yes, on my birthday, somebody got hit by a car doing the Kiki challenge.
What about you, Caitlin?
Well, I had to really search. Mine were dark. November 27th was a dark day in Florida for many, many years. But finally, I found Florida man sues the Miami Dolphins after being punched by drunk fans.
Oh. Wow. That sounds like you, Caitlin.
Yep. There you go. He's suing the Miami Dolphins football team after attending a game and being punched by drunk fans.
And Tom, what was yours?
Well, I found a new one. It's about a guy who got arrested for advertising his fake, he called it legit counterfeit money on Craigslist. So he's advertising that he's made counterfeit money. He wants to sell it to people. And the police were on Craigslist. They got him.
Of course
wow,
they were.
Wow.
That is
oh,
a Rich, Richie Favalero oh, in the house.
Richie has come one.
Did you do the Florida man challenge, Richie?
I did. Are you ready?
Let's yeah, ready, hear it. Ready, ready. This could be a winner.
Florida man attempts to pay for McDonald's with bag of weed.
We're out now.
You win. No, you win.
That's the winner.
Is that the Florida man challenge or the Ontario challenge? I mean, it would be a perfectly acceptable form of currency here, no?
Man, well, you're kind of proud of that, aren't you, Rick?
I am. It gave me a
your best headline.
All right, something you could try when you're at work. The Florida man awesome. Challenge. Florida man and your birth date.
E-Talk time.
And this is our E-Talk Entertainment Update. Welcome in, Chloe Wilde.
Good morning. Okay, so everybody's getting very excited for the final season of Game of Thrones. I'm actually in the middle of binge-watching it. I've got a really special E-Talk assignment, so I am knee-deep in the Game of Thrones world as a beginner.
How far in are you?
I'm like midway through season three, so I still have a long way to go, okay. But... you know, after three seasons like this, the way I'm watching it, I gotta say, I get it. Except I get very sad when I have to say goodbye to characters that I really love.
Talk to me, yeah. Chloe, because yeah. I should be watching the show. It's totally in my wheelhouse, but I don't watch it. Now, am I missing out, or can I just chill?
No, I think... I mean, you just need a lot of time. You need a lot of time. So if you're sick, it's rainy, I say just go for it and start watching.
I think Game of Thrones is a winter sport.
Right.
You only have a couple more weeks to watch it, and then you got to go into something lighter.
Yes. Oh,
because it felt hot. Storylines, heavy. Clothing, heavy.
And also, don't watch it before bed is something I've learned. I have weirdest, wildest, most violent dreams.
Yeah.
But another reason we're talking about Game of Thrones, yes, the season finale is coming, series finale, excuse me, but Emilia Clarke wrote a very personal essay for The New Yorker where she opens up for the first time publicly about a super dangerous, scary health scare that she actually experienced after season one. So imagine, she's 24, she's an actor with, you know, limited professional experience, lands this amazing role of Daenerys Targaryen, you know, mother of dragons. And after season one, she's at the gym doing her thing. She gets a really bad headache, ends up having to go to the hospital. Turns out she has a brain aneurysm.
A headache wow. like she's never had before. It felt like a bunch of elastic bands around her head. Like you've never, and yeah. it was quick.
Very quick.
Yeah.
And thankfully, she was brought to the hospital. They were able to do minimally invasive surgery. She recovered
what?
From that. And that was the first of two brain aneurysms. There was a second one that occurred, you know, after season three. And that one was even worse. They had to open her up, do brain surgery. And she's opening about it now because, you know, Game of Thrones has ended. She's done her job. And now she's focusing on what's next. And so she's actually founded a charity that's going to help people, you know, who have brain injuries and strokes. And it's called Same You.
Yeah. So if you ever, they were saying, Chloe, the other day, on this story, and thank goodness she brought attention to it. As soon as you feel an onset, very massive headache, you have to go to the doctors right away. It hits women more than men between the ages of 30 and 60. So just a warning, if this is a headache like never before, you must go to the hospital. And that's a good thing that she did.
Yeah.
Life.
I love when, you know, big names use their platforms for good. Mm-hmm. So good for her. Okay, so Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, I thought they were a thing. I thought they were into each other.
Oh, you're dreaming.
I was dreaming, but turns out that was just a decoy because Lady Gaga has been spending a lot of time with Jeremy Renner, who we all love from The Avengers. You know, sources close to them say they're just friends, but Gaga's been hanging out with his daughter, Ava. And usually when you start hanging out, you know, with the kids, sometimes that might mean that it's actually more serious. So we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Be careful, because Jeremy's a non-committal kind of guy.
I mean, maybe Gaga is as well, though.
Right?
You know, maybe 1 month after
the engagement.
But he's
a superhero, Hawkeye. I mean, listen, let's think about this. Yeah, Gaga dresses up kind of weird. He wears wings. I like it.
They're both very eccentric.
They're very eccentric. I think it'll work.
Okay, very quickly, Caitlin, how did they meet? How did they meet Caitlin?
Here was my scenario. Okay. They met because now she's, of course, part of the Hollywood acting elite.
Mm.
So they were at a similar Oscar party because, of course, he, you know, was an Oscar nominee. I think he might have won. And they were outside the party. Either she was having a cigarette or maybe just taking a moment. And he was out there having a cigarette because he's a smoker.
So is she, by the way. I interviewed her.
So then they were both outside. They go outside to have a brief respite from whatever's going on indoors. They share a cigarette and they share a moment, and the rest is history. That's how I've written this entirely in my head based on zero factual information.
Okay, but I like that, and I think that's what happened.
I visualized the whole thing, and I fully support it.
Chloe, we've got E-Talk on tonight on CTV at 7 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Some Google Doodles just teach you something cool or they look pretty, and other ones allow you to waste a lot of time. And today's Google Doodle is one of those things. It's so cool. It celebrates kind of the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the most famous composers of all time. And what it does is it uses artificial intelligence to compose just like Bach would. So you can enter any sort of two-bar melody that you type into it, and then it analyzes a bunch of his chords, and it creates this four-part melody in his style.
When
in
you
his
say you put
style.
The melody, like, what do you mean you put the, like, what am I typing in? Like,
yeah, you use your mouse to, if you go to the Google Doodle and open it, it's kind of probably
right
a better explanation while you're doing it.
Do I do it right now?
Yeah, go right ahead, guys. So then what you do is you click with the mouse at different parts of the chords, like you enter the chords at different parts of the musical sheet, and then it provides you with a AI.
Holy mackerel.
Wow, this is really
okay?
cool.
Yeah, I'm okay, I'm all right.
If there you go. So it starts simple and then it builds it for you using AI. If you hear this sound from your coworkers' computers today.
Wow, Marilyn.
No, they are not studying music. They're playing with the Google.
Great, I got more. What do I do now?
Now you enter it yourself.
Wow.
That's that signature piano sound of
Bach.
Wait
a minute, I'm not done yet.
You see?
What do I do now?
Wait, I'm not done. Hold on. That's the waiting music. Anyways, guys, you're going to see you're going to see your coworkers doing this today. I mean, it's Friday.
That's very cool.
It's well timed to do this on a Friday.
This is a Bach song, by the way.
I know, it's the Swingle Singers. Swingle Singers.
It's like
very
the,
cool.
The smooth jazz version of Bach.
Yeah, they I'm telling you, they were very big back in the day. Taking Bach and putting him on the top 40.
They're bringing Bach. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
That was my dad.
That's so 18th century.
I'm bringing sexy Bach.
Yeah. Okay. Jordan Peele is trending. He's the director that we know from Get Out, but his new movie is titled Us. It stars Lupita Nyong'o. You've probably seen the incredible posters for this. The scissors. Oh, I don't think anyone's going to be looking at scissors the same way again after this movie.
She wore a ring with scissors on for the red carpet. She said, you'll understand why.
Scissors are creepy.
Yes, they are creepy.
Aren't they creepy?
And this movie has made them even creepier because she plays a member of a family that notices some strange things happen when they're on their vacation together. There's kind of a clone family in the mix, or clone families. And the thing with Jordan Peele is, ever since Get Out and the unbelievable success of Get Out, he has really redefined the genre of horror. He's modernized it. It's not just slasher films. It's not, you know, and there's a lot of like gory stuff that I think wasn't really resonating with audiences anymore. It was overdone. Films like Saw, people are over it, mm-hmm. and they want something new and compelling from horror, and that is why he is so successful. It's estimated to make upwards of $50 million this weekend. The Thursday night previews made more than $6 million, which was more than Get Out had made. People are really, really excited about this. It's got 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, so if you want to check out a movie this weekend and you are down to be scared, check this one out. And he says it'll have you thinking, filled with symbolism. His movies are often filled with symbolism.
Okay.
Oh, what's this, Tom? Or is this Marilyn?
It's me playing.
Marilyn is still busy trying to put together her Bach composition.
Thank you. This is very dramatic. Wait, there's more.
Oh my gosh. This
I
is
can
all,
play with this all day.
How are you going to do a show today? You're just going to be trying to play with this Google Doodle.
I don't know. It's so much fun.
All right. You guys enjoy it today because it's fun.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze. and more. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.